KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bowles, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. With Joe Biden's term coming to a close, supporters of Leonard Peltier are urging the president to grant executive clemency. Peltier has been serving two consecutive life sentences for the murders of FBI agents Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams in South Dakota in 1975. This Wednesday, representatives of Indian Collective and Amnesty International sent a letter to Biden, citing the number of tribal nations and leaders, Nobel Peace Prize laureates, and law enforcement officials who've supported Peltier's release. This includes James Reynolds, the former U.S. attorney whose office oversaw Peltier's prosecution. Peltier is now 80 and is being held at a federal penitentiary near Orlando. An Anishinaabe Lakota tribal member, he is reportedly in poor health and requires a walker. The agent's deaths occurred during a shootout with American Indian Movement members. One AIM member, 23-year-old Joseph Stuntz of the Coeur d'Alene tribe, was also killed. Tribes were mentioned several times during Thursday's U.S. Senate hearing for President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Secretary of the Interior Department. Senators on the Committee of Energy and Natural Resources said their support for Burgum's confirmation from the five tribes in the state and the coalition of large tribes. A letter of support was read from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe of North and South Dakota. Much of the three-hour hearing focused on energy development. Public lands, water, and conservation were discussed. Democratic senators, including Maria Cantwell of Washington, were among those to mention tribal consultation. Burgum described how he sees it.
Spending time and going to the tribes, listening, sometimes listening for hours to really understand what the issues are. We achieved MOUs on law enforcement. I mean, some of the scarcest and most devastating law enforcement in this country right now is the lack of BIA agents on federal land. I mean, some of the tribal reservations have become harbors for criminal organizations because they know that we don't have enough resource there. And then our local county sheriffs, the state police, in many cases didn't have jurisdiction.
While the Department of the Interior manages the country's natural and cultural resources, it also oversees the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Bureau of Indian Education. In South Dakota, a flag representing the Flandreau-Santee tribe is being displayed in the Capitol Rotunda following the tribe's announcement that it's lifting its ban against Governor Kristi Noem. Last year, all nine tribes located in the state banished the Republican governor from reservation lands. SDPB's Lee Stribinger has more.
In a letter dated January 14th, Flandreau-Santee Tribal President Anthony Reeder said the Republican governor met one of their stipulations contained in its banishment resolution, an apology. Reeder said Noem apologized in several meetings for comments she made last year about Native parents and kids, which for tribal officials was the final straw after a series of contentious exchanges. A spokesperson for the governor's office said multiple tribal members attended those meetings. Flandreau is the first tribe to lift its ban. The Flandreau tribe's flag is also the first to be displayed in the Capitol since the Rosebud and Standing Rock tribes displayed theirs almost a year ago. Both tribes asked their flags be removed following Noem's comments last year. The Secretary of Tribal Relations, David Flute, is encouraging other tribes to consider sending their flags to be displayed in the South Dakota Capitol. That, he said, would continue Noem's vision of having all nine tribal nations represented in the rotunda. The Flandreau tribal president wished Governor Noem luck ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing for the Department of Homeland Security. That hearing was scheduled for Friday morning. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
And I'm Brian Bull, hosting from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Skuktash. For more than 40 years, Ramona Farms has revived ancient traditional foods. Tepary beans, pinoli, polentas, and more, all from store.ramonafarms.com. Ramona Farms supports this show.
Omye. Educators, ready to transform Indigenous education? The NISN School Design Fellowship is accepting community letters of interest through January 31st at NACAInspiredSchoolsNetwork.org, who support this show.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.
Wow. Hello? Oh, interesting. That is a strange piece of feedback, but this is Virgil. This is KSTP. And we will... Ooh, that's weird. We will have high school basketball in just a moment. Please stay tuned. We're going to go live to the Sandpoint School. If you have... Oh my gosh, I think it's the headphones. if you don't have tickets, don't worry. KSDP has you covered. If you're going to head on down to the Sandpoint School and take a seat in the arena, we will be covering paid admission this evening. Just tell them KSDP sent you, and your admission is free. Go on down, support the local teams. We'll have King Cove and Sandpoint here in just a moment.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles.
This is square off against the rookies of King Cove. Taking the tip off, we got Rivera Wilson standing about 5'10" for the King Cove rookies. Mia Cromer, just about the same height, maybe even a little bit taller. Pair of tall players out there. Tip is up, and it's going to go into the hands of Mia. Eagles make no waste of time, drawing, letting the ball go out of bounds, they move quickly. Down is, so up is up, down is down, okay? So, keep an eye on this. All right, ball now in the hands of the rookies for a shot from downtown by Rivera Wilson. No good. Put back is also no good. Mia's going to get the rebound, and the Eagles will have another look at the basket. Starting five out there for the rookies of King Cove. We've got Ella Lewis, Rivera Wilson, Tiana Lewis, Mary Mae Brandle, and Jada Bear. Ball out of bounds on the baseline, last touched by the Eagles. Starting five for Sandpoint, Mia Cromer, Precious Kamananga, Charlotte Marcus, Missy Marine, and Morgan Gunderson. This is Austin Roof here with KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network. I'm joined by Donovan Nielsen on the camera. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. The score is still 0-0. Ball moving around the outside. Nice move to the post. Ella puts up a shot off the glass. Good for two. Great shot by Ella Lewis. First 2 points of the game here with 6 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Ball almost stolen, but Charlotte's able to keep her hands on it. This time it is stolen. Pass intended for Missy Marine. Picked off by Ella. And the rookies will reset their offense, leading by two. Number 14 with the ball now. That is Jada Bear passing to Tiana. Nice pass to Rivera outside the three-point line. Morgan picks her up to the post. Outside, Mary Mae for three. Back iron, no good. Big rebound by Morgan. Eagles with the ball. Still scoreless, 2-0 here in the first quarter. Oh, pass into the post as Morgan was cutting fast into the lane. Just can't keep her hands on it. Out of bounds, or not out of bounds, sorry, picked up by the rookies who get two more points, and just like that. And it's not that the Eagles are playing a bad game here. They're just having facing a really tough defense from the rookies who are then converting well on offense. They're up by 4 now, 4-0, 5:58 left to go here. Another pass over to Mia on the post. She's got to send it right back outside. They're moving the ball well in the plays, but the passes aren't strong enough. Missy's going to break in, lose the ball, but tips it back out. Cross the post pass to Sharp, to Precious, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sam Point. Sam Point's going to have to pick it up a little bit here with their offense. Score is 4-0 with 5.5 minutes left to go in the first. Mary May with the ball. Finds Rivera in the corner. Back to Mary May. Jada Berry now puts up a quick shot. Quick release. Missy on a fast rebound. Eagles with the ball here again. Sandpoint looking here to convert on this play. They're still scoreless. Rookies up 4-0. Missy takes it in. Sends it back outside. Morgan. Finds Charlotte, top of the key, but way downtown at the yellow line. She passes to Morgan. Now, that's a good crisp pass. Morgan's trying to find her way into the post, but Tiana did a great job defending. Charlotte cuts in the lane, gets wide open. Beautiful underhand layup for the two first points here of Sandpoint. 4-2 now in favor of King Cove. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Thanks for tuning in again here to the Sandpoint Sports Network as well as KSDP. Come on down. Admission is free here. Sponsored by the radio station. Ball almost tipped out. King Cove keeps her hands on it. Mary May for three. Hits it. Low arc. Right in. Rolls around and good. 7-2 now in favor of King Cove. Morgan Gunderson outside. Sees a player cutting. And a foul there as Precious Kamenunga was cutting in. She got the ball right at the free throw line, turns and burns into the paint, and gets fouled. Oh, they're going to say the foul occurred before she took the shot, so it'll be a throw-in. Misty gets a hard pass, and this time there is a foul on the shot. Tiana sends Misty Marine to the line for two. Charlotte giving the hardest passes out there on the court for Sandpoint so far. 7-2, Sandpoint down by 5, 4 minutes left here in the quarter. Missy will hit her first one from the line, giving Sandpoint 3, now trailing by 4. Missy gets the ball, puts it up, nice arc, nothing but net. Beautiful shot from the free throw line there, giving Sandpoint 4, King Cove with 7. Jada Bear, oh, Missy tries to get a steal there as Jada passes to Rivera. She's able to get her hands on it, but it goes out of bounds. Good hustle there on defense. King Cove gets another look at the basket. Rivera Wilson at the yellow line, met by Morgan, who's also putting some tight defense. Man-to-man to the Lady Eagles. Oh, Tiana gets the ball. She was cutting into the lane. It comes in a little bit behind her, so she has to stop her momentum. Misses the layup, but good play there by King Cove. Morgan gets behind the defense, but Jada Bear does a great job pivoting him. Prevents her from getting the easy bucket underneath the post at the same point and sends it back outside. Morgan cuts to the left. Fouled on the way to the basket. Oh, they're saying count the basket there, and that could be the third foul for Tiana? No. That last foul was on Ella. This will be the first on Tiana. King Cove calling their first timeout here of the game. First foul there by Tiana. And again, we are here live in Sandpoint, 7 o'clock. The boys are gonna kick it off over there in King Cove. It'll be very interesting to see Sandpoint. Both the boys and girls came out with the W. Both the ladies won over there in King Cove. And the boys won over here in Sand Point. So we'll see how the Eagles do over there in King Cove. 7 o'clock, they're going to kick it off. That'll be on the King Cove Sports Network Facebook page. And you can catch it live. I think Chris and Chris will be on KSTP bringing you the play-by-play. 3 minutes, 19 seconds left here in the first quarter. 7 for the King Cove Rookies. 6 now for the Eagles at Sand Point. They're going to look to tie this up here at the line. Single shot here at the line for Morgan Gunnison, who got fouled and got the and one on the layup. See if she can tie this game up here at 7 apiece. Shot is up. Missed. Rebound goes to Ella, I think. Is that Ella or Tiana? Yep, that's Ella. King Cove maintains control of the and a 1-point lead. Shot up by Rivera. Off the glass, just hits the top of the rim. Charlotte has a wide open Misty. Misty takes it in, powers up underneath the basket, good for two, and Sand Point takes the lead. And I'll tell you what, Misty called for that ball, but good vision by Charlotte, seeing that play opportunity. They were on opposite sides of the court by the time the pass went through. 7-8 now, Sand Point with the lead. Mary May puts her shot, high off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, or I think King Cove got the rebound, sends it back to Mary May really quickly. She takes it back outside. Nice cut to the basket by Ella, and she gets fouled. Foul occurred right before the shot. Ella's going to go. Jada Bear will throw in underneath the King Cove basket. 2.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. Mary May up. Misses. Picked up by Sam Point, and Morgan Gunderson will bring it over for the Lady Eagles. Passing to the right. Nice deflection there and picked up by the rookies. And Tiana had a fast break. Missy doubles back. Pass to Ella. She sends it outside for three. And I believe that was Jada Bear with a nice 3-point shot in the corner pocket. Making it now 10 for the rookies, 8 for Sam Point. Great back and forth action here tonight. Lots of food in the lobby. If you're here, come on down. Free entry thanks to KSTP. Morgan misses a three, but Sam, she gets her own rebound. Nice fight for that two against Tiana. Oh, what a beautiful 1-2 step into the lane. Dodges the traffic, and Precious Kamenunga gets a fantastic layup, tying this game up at 10 apiece. 1:42 left in the first. Rivera Wilson with the ball outside, picked up by Morgan. Morgan puts pressure and steals it. Fast break over here for Charlotte, who pulls up short for the jump shot. No good. Nice defense by Mary May. Running the ball down there. Sam Point gets the ball back as Rivera and Charlotte both fought for it. Rivera with the final touch, and Sam Point will throw off on the sideline here. Charlotte gets it. Finds Morgan again in the corner. Oh, what a pass! It doesn't even dribble. That was a straight into the lane by Mia Cromer, and that is just fundamental basketball right there at its finest. Great layup there by Mia. Good foot movement. 12-10 now in favor of Sand Point. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Shot up. Nice rebound by Rivera. She takes it outside, passes to Mary May. Jada, open, 10 feet out, hits it. Tied game. 12 apiece. Great ball movement there by King Cove. Great shot by Jada Bear. Tied game at 12. Less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. Morgan. Ball tipped up. And that was a tough one to call there as Mary May and Charlotte both were tipping the ball up. It's going to stay in Sand Point's hands. Charlotte throws in a basket. Passes him out outside Morgan. Charlotte gets the ball right back. Inside the post, ball, good defense there by Rivera, who goes down. I think she got hit in the solar plex. Official timeout as Rivera has to, oh, looks like she's got a little bit of an ankle thing maybe. She's gonna have to go sit down, and Carly Mack will check in. And good hustle there by Rivera. She's been making some great plays. King Cove with the ball. Carly Mack checking in. 26 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Tied ball game. Mary May gets it. Off the throw in. Clock ticking. Tiana back to Mary May. Good defense here from Sandpoint, but an open lane. A reach there by Charlotte as Mary May was driving up to the lane. We'll send her to the line with 18 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll see if she can't break this tie. Missed on the first attempt. Second attempt by Mary May, also off the back iron. Missed on the rebound. 16 seconds, Morgan will have one last chance. Passes it right to Mary May, who hustles back. No runner ahead, she pulls back, but Morgan putting some heavy defense on her. I don't think she's going to get the shot off on time. Passing to Ella, who fires it off and misses. And quite a big body play there by Mary May, pushing down Morgan. As we go into the second quarter, the score is going to be 12 apiece here, and what is possibly the best action I've seen so far this season from Sandpoint and King Cove. We'll be back in 1 minute with more here on KSDP and the Sandpoint Sports Network.
KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint.
K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KOLD 91.9 FM Cold Bay.
KFPS 88.1 FM False Pass.
KKQA 88.1 FM, Accutan, Alaska.
Alrighty, everybody. This is Virgil. This is KSDP. And I think we're going to have a little bit more basketball for you. Sorry about that. I deduced that the headphones were causing a little bit of feedback. What an interesting lesson. I don't think I'd ever gotten them too close to the microphone. Or maybe not at that angle. Now I know. Thank you for tuning in. If you are planning on going to the game in King Cove this evening, please, when you get your money out for that admission, just tell them, KSDP's got me covered, and put the money back in your wallet. let's see. Tomorrow, we have games at 8 a.m. in Sandpoint, 10 a.m. in King Cove. There's my minute. I'm going to give it back. All right, maybe not a minute, but we'll see. All right, in the meantime, please stay tuned.
Score is still tied at 12 apiece here. Sandpoint throwing in underneath the basket. Mia gets it again. And foul against Cadence Wilson, who has just checked in here for the rookies. Coming in, we have Carly Mack in as well still. Jada Bear, Ella, Tiana. Rivera sitting down with an ankle that got a little tweak. And then Mary May catching her breath. Mia misses her first attempt from the basket. Still 12. For both squads, Sandpoint with the same starting five here. Precious Kamananga, Mia Cromer, Charlotte Marcus, Morgan Gunderson, and Misty Marine. Second shot is good by Morgan. Or not Morgan, Mia. 13-12 now. And what a great first quarter of basketball this game has been. King Cove with two stars on the bench. We'll see how this plays out. Ella. Oh no, Tiana loses the ball. Ella right there, pick it up, jump ball called as the two teams rope it up. King Cove will throw in the next basket. Nice movement there off the break. And they send it outside to Carly, who puts up a three. Just off the back of the iron, Morgan finds a rebound. Oh, and the pass just doesn't have enough mustard on it. Charlotte was ahead of the defense. Tiana will pick it up for King Cove. Pass goes off the foot of two Eagle defenders trying to bounce into the paint. 7:06, the time left in the first half. Score now 13 for Sandpoint, 12 for King Cove. Carly Mack with the ball. Brings it to the top of the key, finds Gianna, who drives in. Misty pokes the ball out, but she's able to keep it. Jada sends it back outside to Carly. Gianna with that bounce in, but Carly's going too fast, cuts ahead of the ball, and Mia's right there to pick it up. Score is still 13 for Sandpoint, 12 for King Cove. Shot up for three, top of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Ella. Lewis passes it to Jada. Jada Bear will bring it up. King Cove with the ball on the outside perimeter. Tight defense here from Morgan, same as all day. Sandpoint's able to keep possession, moving the ball outside, back to Carly at the yellow line. Now inside of Cadence, off her hands, Jada Bear picks it up. She's on the corner, tightly guarded by Charlotte. She's able to get back to the top of the yellow line where Carly Mack will pick it up. Moving the ball, taking their time, letting the play run. This defense from Sandpoint, putting on some good pressure for King Cove. Timeout called there again by King Cove as they're looking to refresh here. It was a good job by King Cove holding on to the ball in possession. They had some really stiff defense there from Sandpoint. They were moving the ball and trying to let their play materialize. But Coach Fannie Jo Newton wants to take a quick second and talk to the girls and just help guide this team. Again, they're down two starters right now. Looking at the bench right now, I'm thinking the same squad's going to stay on. Rivera's icing the ankle. Great to see Fannie Jo Newton out here coaching the rookies for Sandpoint. Some familiar faces, Dan Tessa and Danielle Carlson, both coaching here. Score again, 13 for Sandpoint, 12 for King Cove. 5:51 left to go in the first half. Thanks for tuning in here to the Sandpoint Sports Network and KSDP. And I'll say it once, I said it a million times, tons of great food down here at the Sandpoint Auditorium. Come get your eats. Free admission sponsored by KSDP, so save that food to support the classes. Off the break, looks like Mary May will check back in. Cadence will sit down for the rookies. Same player rotation in line for Sandpoint. King Cove Lady Eagles still with a 1-point lead. 5:51 left to go here in the half. Mary May will take up point guard duties. Nice movement and shot there. Randall puts it up, but can't get it to go down, but that was a great play. Morgan, fast break, high pass, goes over the intended receiver of Charlotte Marcus and out of bounds. Those two have had some real good opportunities. I know they're going to connect here soon. Carly with the ball here for the rookies. 5.5 minutes left in the quarter. Mary May, ball tipped up by Misty. Ella's there to pick it up. She's got a double team around her. King Cove does a good job maintaining control of the ball. Shot by Brandle, off the back rim, no good. Ball chased down by Charlotte, but she's got Tiana with some tight defense. She's able to pass it out. Morgan, driving in. Cross the post to Mia, but picked right up by Mary May. Nice job stepping around the defense. Mary May goes right, swings left, and puts it in. 14-13 now for the rookies. 4:45 left to go in the half. Precious, jump stop, foul. Nice pass, turning into the basket off the jump stop. She puts one up, and Jada Bear draws contact. And that should send Precious to the line for two. Just absolutely fantastic basketball from both these squads. This is some of the most, I would say this is one of the most entertaining games so far I've seen this year. These, and we only have had two up until this point, but like the back and forth nature of this one's great. The boys have some real back and forth action too. Being so defensive heavy though. Jade is going to sit down and Piper will check in. And I see Summer checking in for Morgan. 14 apiece as Precious makes that first free throw. Looking to take the lead here. Shot's good. 15 now for Sam Coyne off the free throw conversions. 4:40 left to go in the half. King Cove with the ball. Piper Mack. That's a three in the key right there, called against King Cove. Turning the ball over to Sam Coyne. Eagles up by one. 4:30 left to go in the half. Marcus playing point guard now with Morgan taking a break. She cuts to the lane, passes over to Precious, outside to Missy, who's wide open for three. Misses a shot, ball chased out by Carly on a fast break. Summer Wallace catches right back up to her. Kingo will reset it. 15-14 favor of Sam Point, 4 minutes to go in the half. Carly for three, hits the top rim. Rebound goes to Marine. Sam Point with the ball. Open on the right side, Precious, or Charlotte moves in. Sends it back outside of Precious. Inside of Misty, who gets behind the defense. Ella tried to steal it, but got out of position, leaving Misty wide open for the power-up on the bottom left-hand side. Good layup off the glass by Marine. 17 now for Sam Point, 14 for King Cove. Whistle on the play. Elbowing by Ella. Elbow called on King Cove there. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Sam Point up by three and with possession. Precious. Now to Summer. Summer drives in, goes off on the foot. Precious is able to pick it back up though. Across, that was a tough pass. Summer almost is able to chase it down, but it goes, there's just too much defense between Summer and Misty. Ella's gonna sit down and Cadence will come in. That's three fouls there for Ella. And I think Ella coming in as a freshman. She is a freshman, but she's a huge playmaker. Ball was stolen there by Summer, but she tips it out of bounds. King Cove with possession. 3 minutes left to go here in the half. Sam Point up by three. King Cove at the yellow line. Carly. Oh, pass back, but stolen by Charlotte, who cuts across the post and puts up the wide open layup on the right hand side, giving Sam Point now a 5-point lead. Carly tried to pass it right back, but I think it was Mary May was cutting right into the paint. Just couldn't pivot fast enough. Tiana puts up a shot from the post. Jump ball. Mia Cromer had her hands on it. Tiana and Cadence both roped it up there. Morgan's checking back in for Summer. Ella checking back in for Carly. Ella with three fouls. 2.5 minutes left in the half. Sam Point up by five. King Cove throwing in underneath their basket. Come on down again if you're in Sam Point. Free admission, lots of food. But we're only, oh, I don't know what this is. Ball is now for Sam Point. Okay, 2.5 minutes left to go here in the half. Marcus with the ball. Tiana almost steals it. Morgan's able to get it back. Outside, Morgan pump fakes, drives, pulls back, sends it across to Precious. Cool drive in, hand off to Mia for the quick fire. Good! 6 points now for Sam Point. No, sorry, 7 points for Sam Point. 2 minutes left to go here in the half. Mary May takes it up. Tiana passed right back to Mary May. Good movement here. Tiana now in the corner, outside. Underneath the defense. Clean deflection by Precious. Comes right in and swats the ball out of bounds. King Cove will throw in underneath the basket. Great basketball IQ from Precious tonight. Ball into Ella, she drops it, and again, Precious picks it up. Sam Point up by seven, 1:41 left to go here in the half. Morgan taking her time, sends it into Mia. Tightly guarded by Cadence. Charlotte had the good look, but she passed it across the post. Precious off the putback is good. 23-14 now in favor of Sandpoint, who now leads by 9. Mary May moving fast. Tries to pass it inside. That's a foul against Mia. Ella was trying to break in or work her way in, and Mia swats the ball. It gets a little wrist on the way in. Sandpoint up by 9. 1:13 left to go here in the half. King Cove underneath their own basket. Sends her to Piper. Back to Mary May for 3. Missed. Morgan Gunnarsson on the rebound. 1 minute left. Fast transition. Mia trying to power up. She's got Cadence. Finds Misty, who sends it back outside. Morgan with the ball. Shoot for 3. Hits the top of the rim. No good. Less than a minute to go here. King Cove with the ball. 43 seconds left to go in the first half. Sandpoint up by 9. Mary May finds Tiana. Piper for a long 2. Just misses. Mia gets it, but Tiana is able to rip it away. On a jump ball there, just as Tiana was pulling it out. King Cove throwing in under their own basket. 30 seconds in the half. Outside to Tiana. Shot by Mary May. Good line. Just hits the back iron. She gets her own rebound. 20 seconds left in the half. Mary May. Piper for 3. Over the rim. Picked up by Mia. Who sends it to Precious. 10 seconds. One last look at the basket here for Sandpoint. Morgan. Misty drives in. Puts a layup, kiss foul on the and one. Marine will go to line on the 4th foul by Ella, who is going to have to sit down for much of the second half. 25 for the Lady Eagles, and a great move to the basket there by Misty Marine, drawing the foul with 1.4 seconds left and potential for the and one, and it's good. 26-14 now, 12-point lead by Sandpoint. King Cove is going to try to get one off. Tiana fires it off. Almost goes in. Great shot by Tiana there at the last second. And at the half, Sandpoint up by 12, 26-14 against the King Cove rookies. We'll be right back with second half action here shortly on KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network.
All right, we've got a couple of minutes, halftime break. This is Virgil. This is KSTP. We will be back with rookies and Eagle action in mere moments. Sandpoint is up 26. King Cove 14. Right here. High Road with Coey Wetzel and Jesse Murph.
I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk. Me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your shit show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. Once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know. And I'ma take a high road, maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
Give me with every man. But damn if I don't do it every Friday night. Those get you in the heaven, letters in red. Ain't getting mad enough to keep me on a straight line. I'm a jack of all trades, but man, I gotta say, that's one book I didn't write. That's one book I didn't write. That's one book I didn't write.
Okay, we're just waiting for a few moments, and we'll come back after halftime, bring you the second part of Rookies and the Lady Eagles live from Sandpoint. After that, we're going to go to Chris and Chris over on the mainland, and we'll get coverage of the gentlemen playing this evening, T-Jax and the Gentlemen Eagles, right here. Was that? Yeah, where did that go? There we go. I think that's it.
Morgan gets behind the defense, works her way in. Foul and one. Foul against Tiana, sending Morgan to the line. Hopefully we have sound here. Can you guys hear me now? You're on the Sandpoint Sports Network and KSTP. 7:40 left to go here. Missed on that. Sandpoint now up by 14. King Cove with 14. Missed three-point shot. Carly runs it down. Ball in the hands now, Mary May. Tiana on the outside, moving the ball up to Mary Mae Brandel again. Tightly guarded by Morgan, she's able to cut to the right. Ball tipped up, but Mary Mae keeps her hands on it. Carly Mack now with the ball. To Jada. Jada at the yellow line. Finds an outlet. And again, Sandpoint's man-to-man defense making it hard, but Jada gets a good clean shot off. No good, rebound goes to Misty. Who finds Morgan on the outlet pass, and the Lady Eagles set back up. Presses for a wide open three, hits the back rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Oh, what a fake layup, no-look pass to Misty, who just hits the top of the rim, but what a no-look pass by Precious. That was a beautiful play. Sandpoint still up by 14, 6.5 minutes left to go here in the quarter. Nice pass by King Coast. Mary May cuts it for Lane, gets the layup up and in. And one. Mia puts on the foul. What a great play there by King Cove. And when their offense gets passing and moving, they really can make things happen well. 28-16 now off those 2 points. Third foul by Mia Cromer. First, that shot's a missed shot. Charlotte Marcus gets the ball, but she's on 3-on-1, so she pulls back and waits for the offense. Morgan to Misty at the top of the key. Precious in the corner. Takes it inside, pulls back out. Pass to Morgan, drives in hard and fast. Getting fouled. Whiskey and one. Nice drive by Morgan. See how that foul's on. First foul on Mary Mae Brandel. Morgan misses that shot. 30-16. Ball stolen by Misty. Lots of defense around her jump ball force as she runs into traffic. King Cove's possession on the jump ball. Good steal there by Marine though. May takes up for the rookies. 5:40 left to go here. Score 30-16 in favor of the Eagles. Carly to Mary May. Takes it back outside. Ball at the foot of a defender. Morgan picks it up for Sam Points. Lady Eagles with another look at the basket. Oh, nice cut by Precious. She hits the bottom of the backboard and another jump ball there as Precious fights for the rebound. Summer's going to check in for Charlotte, who gets a chance to take a breath. Precious throws in underneath her own basket for Sam Point. Into Misty, over the top of the rim. Precious with the rebound. Nope, over to Chiang. 5 minutes to go, Sam Point up by 14. King Cove, rookies with a shot from outside. Rivera Wilson's checked back in. He's got a little bit of a hobble going though, favoring that left ankle. Summer Walls, pass to Precious for three. Nice line, but a little bit to the right. Cadence on the rebound. Finds Mary May, who brings it up to King Cove. 4:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Sam Point up by 14. Excellent basketball here tonight from both these teams. Jada passes Mary May, who fires off a long two. No good. Put back by Jada. Bounces around. Will go down. Cadence gets that rebound. And a jump ball called again in favor of King Cove. Rookies will throw in under their own basket. Pass in to Rivera. Fires off a quick three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. What a shot. You can tell off of that delivery. Beautiful wrist action. It was going straight in. Sam Point now up by 11. Eagles with the ball. Precious for three to answer back. Gets it. With an equal swish. 33-19, Sandpoint back up by 14. Ball now in the hands of the rookies. Stolen by Misty. Fast break, wide open layup. Misses. And a whistle away from the play. Misty was on a fast break there, but Mary May really put on the afterburners to catch up. Quick timeout there called by the rookies. Big thank you to everyone out there, whether you're here watching the game or whether you're at home listening or watching on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in to KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network as we bring you as much of the basketball season as we can. After this, the squads are going up to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic, a perennial classic here for Aleutians Eastboro squad, so that'll be great basketball. Make sure you tune in as we bring you that. We're always looking to bring you as much basketball as we can here on KSTP and the Sandpoint Sports Network, but we want to say thank you to you, the listeners, who tune in and make this a reality. We're so thankful for the opportunity to bring this local content. If you want to become a member of KSTP, please give us a call at 907-383-5737 or talk to Amy Mack wherever you're at, and she can hook you up. Eagles will have the ball. Throwing in underneath their own basket with a 14-point lead and 3:40 left to go in the quarter. Good defense from King Cove. Inbounded. Summer drives in, puts the layup on the left-hand side. No good. Ball poked out to King Cove. And the rookies will have the ball and a chance for another look at the basket. Randall bringing it up for the rookies. Rivera on the outside, back to Mary May. Shot up, no good by King Cove. Rebound goes to Precious. Precious coming nugget, having a huge game tonight. Morgan sends it across the paint, over to the far side of the three-point line. Missing Marine, back to Morgan for three. High arc, no good. Rebound Mary May, who passes Tiana, who's over, passes defense. Misses the layup, rebound over to Mia. Good play attempt there by the rookies. Sam Point, now with the ball again. Outside, Morgan, top of the key, takes it to the right. Finds Marine. Nice tip out there by Jada. No, goes out of bounds. Sandpoint's still up by 14 with 2.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding up the sideline. Morgan will bring it up to the Lady Eagles. Over to Misty. Pump fake, drive in, send it back outside. Precious. Over to Summer for the quick fire three. No good. Chased down by Jada. Came over the ball. They trail by 14 with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Rivera for three. Last attempt was good. This one, no. Tiana tries to chase the ball down. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the rookies. 33-19 with less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Starting in just a few minutes, the boys will kick it off over in King Cove. Look at the King Cove Sports Network. Chris and Crispy on KSTP. Morgan for three. Back iron. Nothing but blue jerseys to pick it up. The putback is in. Misty Marine for two. 35-19. 1:38 left to go here in the quarter. King Cove with the ball. Off the hands of the rookies and out of bounds. King Cove or Sandpoint with the possession. 90 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Morgan brings it up. Taking it to the right hand side. Nice screen, sets her up for wide open three. Good long, nothing but net. What a shot. Hooks drive in underneath. 38 now to 19 in favor of Sandpoint. Here's Brandel on the outside. Quick fire three by Jada. Almost goes in. Had a good line, but just hits it from the rim. Long pass to Morgan. She hands off to Marine. Back to Gunderson, who swings in. Across to Summer, who... nice pump fake, sends it across. Good passing here by Sandpoint. Eagles. John almost steals. Pass right over to Rivera. Rivera takes it up for King Cove. 38-19, still a score. Shot to the right. Misty gets it. 26 seconds left to go here. 38-19 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Inside to Mia. Off her fingers, tries to chase it back, but can't do it. Carly Mack will sub in here, and Rivera, who definitely looks like she's in pain, is going to go sit down. Ball in for the rookies. 13 seconds in the quarter. Mary.